Well, there you are. It's all over here. It's all over at O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny. And Niamh Connell have beaten Kilcare by 3 points in the end, Brendan. An intriguing encounter, full of incident, full of talking points. Two very evenly matched teams. But as you say, Niamh Connell just had that little bit extra. And perhaps they're deserving winners in the end by 11 points to 8.
You'd have to say they're a serious machine, too. But you know, they just, in Donegal club football, they're near impossible to beat at the minute. Last week, Cadore got 8 points. Today, Kilcare, you would have thought with that better forward line, a more functional forward line, they would rack up some better scores again. Not to be. And that is the platform for this victory. And there's a bit of actors going on here now. There's a few clips being thrown.
Yeah, there was a couple of punches being thrown, players involved. And well, listen, you don't want to see that at the end of this contest. We know the tensions are high, and we know all that's been going on in terms of off the pitch activity as well, following the replay of the 2020 county final. And
they seem not happy with the goalkeeper. Kilcare goalkeeper must have threw out a hand there, because they're surrounded him. The Niamh Connell players aren't happy. Niamh Connell players, listen, Regan should take his team off. They're in the county final now. They can't afford to have any suspensions or get someone in trouble. They should take their team off.
Yeah, exactly. Get the team off. And it's fair to say, not all the Kilcare players are involved in this. Not all the Kilcare players. I was watching away, Brendan, as you were saying there, as you were speaking, because those players shaking hands and offering handshakes. So, well, listen, let's hope this doesn't end in any more unnecessary skirmishes out there on that pitch, because it was a good game, Brendan. It was enjoyable. The best game of the county championship so far, some might say. And credit to Niamh Connell. They've shown all their strength, all their experience, and all their quality. They got the scores when it mattered in that second half. Yep. And remember, they were level pegging at half time, 4 points apiece. But Niamh Connell in that second half showed what they have about them, and they went on to win by 3 points.
Yeah, fifth final in a row, Jim. It's a phenomenal 5 years for Niamh Connell. Losing the first two finals and losing them quite heavily. You know, they came back again and came back from the dead against Cadore in that famous trilogy of a couple of years ago. They obviously won this year's delayed final of penalties, and here they are back in the final again. So from almost going for 3-0 defeats, they're now on the back of 3-0 victories, which is, you'd say, is a phenomenal record in this county of close championship battles. They seem to be able to produce the goods on any given day. They seem to come up with the right ingredients no matter what the hurdle is, and you'd have to say the last two games they've been top class.
And it's good to see that things have settled down in terms of tempers out there on that pitch. And the Niamh Connell team are just walking away to our right hand side, down towards the bottom goals. The big squad of players and their team mentors and replacements all walking away, and after taking the applause of their supporters in the main stand, and there come the Kilcare players. Now they're just leaving down in front of us. They're going to walk down through the tunnel area underneath. And credit to Kilcare, they certainly played their part today on what was a highly enjoyable occasion, Brendan.
Yeah, it was. I mean, and all the drama, Jim, it wasn't just going to go away that Niamh Connell would see out the game. We had that goal decision at the end. Of course, Barry Shovlin, I think that was the big moment, Jim. It would have drew at level, you know, when that ball came across and he had to hit the net, whether it had it high, you know, it would have been equalising score. But that said, Niamh Connell, if it had went to extra time, Jim, you still thought they would have pulled away, because they looked to get that bit more energy, bit more composure. And when they were breaking into the space, they probably could have tied up the game a wee bit earlier. That said, 3 points was a huge cushion for them, and it left Kilcare coming searching for a goal. But that was a goal that they should have got. And I suppose they would have thought, listen, maybe in the extra time they could have conjured up something. But over the course of the game, Jim, you'd have to say Niamh Connell were by far the better side and deserved to win it.
And is it too easy to single out the likes of Charles McGuinness for his contribution this afternoon? He scored at least 5 points, going by my notes. You were wondering about Kieran Thompson in the first half as well, that he wasn't imposing himself on the game, but didn't he come really good in the second half too, Brendan?
He did. There's so many leaders all over the pitch. You know, it's all about the system here. You can pick out McGuinness, yeah, and I think the difference was with the likes of Owen McHugh and Shovlin, he was changed on them, and that they hadn't got the physical ability to handle McGuinness. and they were able to give that direct ball inside, which was a huge platform. If you look at the other end of the pitch, you know, McBurney was coming deep all the time to get the ball, and when he did, then McConnell was shutting him down and getting the players around him and that, so they never got McBurney isolated 1-1 inside, whereas at the other end of the pitch, Dyson Kilkerr weren't able to do that. They were getting isolated 1-1. So again, go back just to start the game, Jim, they are the masters at this, and they seem to come up with the right formula no matter who they're playing, and that's a big thing for St. Unions to try and figure out in this final, because it looks like no matter who Niamh Connell are playing, they come up with the right abilities and the right tactics to do that. And I thought today, as I say, the freshness and the legs, and just wonder how much these two games, two very tense games, will have taken out of them. Those St. Unions having, I suppose, a much easier path to the final, haven't been tested to the degree that they have, so that'll be another juggling ingredient for Niamh Connell. They have them fresh now going into this final, but they're certainly going in great form. They've beaten Gador very convincingly, and again here today they were much the better side. So for me, going into this final, it's raging hot favourites.
Right, and St. Union's victors over St. Michael's last night, and they will have been here today to see exactly what lies ahead in terms of a county final. Niamh Connell so impressive today, and that's going to be an intriguing decider in 2 weeks time, Brendan.
Yeah, listen, it's a one-off game now. There's no doubt in this. Niamh Connell are going in there as favourites. St. Unions haven't really hit the heights this year. They had two sticky games there, you know, against St. Noel's and St. Michael's, both teams down to 14 men in the game. You know, the St. Noel's from the first few minutes, and Liam Paul going off in that first half, so that tilted everything in terms of possession. So we haven't probably seen Unions tested to a real degree outside this Kilkerr game, when they were phenomenal in the first round game in the first half and had a very poor second half. So there's a lot of question marks over St. Unions, but those questions will be answered in this county final, and Niamh Connell are going to ask a lot of questions. We know how Niamh Connell are going to play in the intensity and the level they can cope. Can St. Unions match that on any one-off given day? They will be in this game, that's the thing. You know, they probably won't pass the game to the level that they'll completely take St. Unions out of it, but can St. Unions get up to that level to match Niamh Connell on the day? And they are the masters at the minute, Jim. They just seem to find the right ingredients no matter who they're playing, and that is the conundrum for Rory Cavanagh and his management team, to figure out the plan to get St. Unions to a level that they can compete and beat Niamh Connell. So set up for a fascinating tussle. Of course, old foes of the past, Niamh Connell have been bossing it the last few years. St. Unions are desperate for a title.
Well, that would suggest it was the best part of 2,500 people here today to watch this game between Kilkerr and Niamh Connell. They had come looking forward to what was going to be an exciting semi-final, and they weren't left disappointed just watching over. I think Charles McGuinness has been named as man of the match for this semi-final, and he had a big game, didn't he? He kicked the game's opening score, but it was all that he was involved in as well, Brendan, and probably deserves that man of the match award.
Yeah, listen, he's a phenomenal player. Just that one, I suppose, that free he missed him, but then he hit the free after that. Sometimes it takes a bit of bottle. It'd been easy to hand that next one over to Thompson, say you take this here, but he took the free and popped it over the bar, and he said all game he was the danger man in the flat platform inside. He's been a big fight for Niamh Connell, and is one of their key players now. So you just look from last year's semi-final, you know, there was a lot of talk about that last minute goal of Leo's McClune's when St. Unions looked they had the game won. So just looking from last year, you know, we still are unsure how good St. Unions can be and where they're at, whereas what we've seen from Niamh Connell, particularly in the last two games, we know exactly where they're at. You know, they are definitely the top team in Donegal at the minute, and they'll be going into this final full of confidence.
And finally, before we go, Brendan, just a word on Kilkerr. You mean there some of those players in there getting no younger? You wonder, will we see them back again in championship action? The likes of Michael Hegarty's the obvious one to look at. Conor McShane as well, you know, the veteran defender. He came on for the closing minutes. Credit to them, they played their part in this championship this year and again this afternoon.
Yeah, I just didn't see enough from some of their main players. I thought Steve McBurney was brilliant, particularly in the first half, you know, but in the second half, you know, their main men were coming too deep, getting on the ball. We didn't see enough of Paddy. You know, Ryan McHugh, normally very dangerous. You see him dropping his shoulder, come inside and kind of open up that Niamh Connell defence. We didn't see enough of it. It's something that McLean, who was sitting very deep today, Andrew McLean, you'd have thought he would be coming from deep more often, trying to punch holes in this Niamh Connell defence. A lot of their players, we just didn't see that from them today, and that, I suppose, was a testament to how well Niamh Connell were set up at the back, that those players, who are some of the top players in Ireland, you know, the proper county players, we just didn't see too much of them today. But that all comes back to the system and how well drilled Niamh Connell are and how good they are in the tackle. And that's the big thing, I think, today, the tackle, the ability of Niamh Connell to be able to stop their men and turn over the ball And then when they got up the pitch, that extra bit of physicality to break through the Kilcare defence, that was a big difference between the two teams, and was a big part of Kilcare or Leif Connell's ability to win this match.
Okay, there's Charlie McGuinness heading back to the dressing room area. The last of the Leif Connell supporters that are still here, many of them hanging around, giving him a round of applause as he makes his way to the dressing rooms. So, Leif Connell's amazing run of results. That's 24 games now since they have suffered defeat. That last defeat was against Kilcoo in the 2019 Ulster final. So, this machine, Brendan, as you referred to them, just keeps trundling on there into another Donegal Senior Football Championship final. By the way, the action continues today over at the Centre of Excellence in Convoy, where we have that doubleheader Intermediate B Championship semi-final, Dunloe against Buncrana. That game's up and running now at this stage, a 3 o'clock start there, and then later on at 5 o'clock Clonmacnoise play Buncrana in the Intermediate A Championship semi-final. The winners will play Dunloe in this year's Intermediate Championship final. For now though, from O'Donnell Park, where it's finished in victory for Niamh Connell, my thanks to Brendan Devaney on co-commentary, and thanks to Owen and Kevin back in studio. It's finished in a 3-point win for Niamh Connell. They've won by 11 points to Kilcare's 8 points. From myself, Jeremy Doherty, have a very good afternoon.